Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
The Carolina Panthers made a ton of changes this past offseason. New head coach, new quarterback, new offensive coordinator. And they also have a new number one wide receiver who's currently second in the league in receiving.
The sideline for Anderson with a one-handed grab. Robbie Anderson focused and followed that football into his arm.
Boy, is he smooth. He's just a different guy than the one we saw for the Jets.
Today, The Athletic's Joe Person on the reasons behind Robbie Anderson's breakout.
It feels like this is kind of a sea change in his career and how he's being used.
And how he's still benefiting from a friendship with former teammate Brandon Marshall.
And the thing that I love about him is that he's humble. He has all of that swagger and he still calls me and says, "Big bro, what are you seeing? What can I do?"
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Andres Kelto. It's Thursday, October 22nd, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
No, go faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
So, Joe, one of the Panthers' big offseason moves was signing wide receiver Robbie Anderson to a big contract.
Free agent wide receiver Robbie Anderson is leaving the Jets. This for a two-year, $20 million deal with Carolina as well. He'll reunite with his former coach at Temple, Matt Rhule. And a few weeks ago, when
what was Anderson's reputation as a player coming over from the Jets?
He was viewed as kind of a one-trick pony, if you will. And it was a good trick. It was speed. I remember covering a game in the Meadowlands a few years ago. He had a couple of these signature long bombs.
And he is going to let it fly. And that is Anderson. And a touchdown.
But I remember Robbie Anderson getting behind the Panthers secondary and catching the football.
McCown looking for the end zone, and Anderson in double coverage. He came down with the ball, but did he get both feet in? It's a touchdown to Robbie Anderson.
But that was about all he was doing in New York.
Six games into his Panthers career, how has Anderson looked so far?
Very good. I mean, he's second in the league behind DeAndre Hopkins in receiving yards. He's in the top five in catches. And he's going over the middle more.
Bridgewater right over the middle inside the 20-yard line. That is complete. And another timeout is called. Robbie Anderson with another catch.
If you look at him, you can sort of see why some offensive coordinators didn't want to take him over the middle. I mean, he is something like 6'3". They list him at 190 pounds. Matt Rhule said kind of sort of conversationally last week something about Robbie Anderson 170 or 180. It's like, wow. And, you know, sometimes you just think he's just going to break. But he has held up on those routes so far.
Nice. To Anderson. Inside the 20-yard line at the 19.
And Bridgewater is quickly finding the favorite target in Robbie Anderson.
And he has looked none the worse for wear.
Let's talk about his personality for a minute. There was a video earlier this season where Robbie Anderson was mic'd up, and he seemed a little confused at the Panthers mascot.
How you say that?
Sir Perk.
Sir Perk. Oh, Sir Perk.
Wow.
You call him that?
Yeah, that's his name.
So you be like, "What's up, Sir Perk?"
Is that Robbie Anderson in a nutshell?
It really is. He's got a fun, albeit goofy, personality, I think. Brandon Marshall, who I talked to, the former Bears and Jets receiver, he's with Robbie, of course, in New York. He said, Robbie Anderson kind of has his own language.
The way he talks, I mean, he has his own way of talking. His own language, and he embraces it. Like, I mean, the kid is just, man, he's awesome.
Some of his teammates has said it's just a fun personality, albeit a little eccentric.
I don't know, Robbie be tripping sometimes. He be in his own little world.
Robbie a little different, but that's what make Robbie.
It's just kind of who he is. I don't know if you want to call him flaky, but it's fun.
Well, Joe, you looked into Robbie Anderson's rise as a player, and you talked to him recently. What did he tell you about when he came into the league as an undrafted free agent from Temple?
As an undrafted guy, he did have his choice of teams where he could go to. I mean, I think it might have been a couple, two or three. It wasn't like everybody was knocking on his door, but he liked the Jets in part because he had gotten to know Brandon Marshall before the draft.
I was like, you know, Brandon Marshall's there. You know, it would be great to, you know, go learn from him.
Brandon Marshall said that Anderson, at one of the very first scrimmages, went up for a ball in the end zone.
And it was a jump ball, and there was two guys on him. He just went up, and he just plucked the ball out of the air like he was Larry Fitzgerald and did it with ease. And then he came down, ran into the end zone, tossed the ball with so much swagger as a rookie. And I said, holy crap. I said, this dude right here is a baller.
Again, this wasn't a first-round pick. This was a guy that went seven rounds without being drafted. Marshall liked that talent and the swag.
I had to really grab Robbie and tell him, like, you know, he just wanted to run. I was like, you're as thin as a little branch. We need to make sure that you're lifting weights and you're taking care of your body. Because I knew the talent was there. I knew the attitude was there. I knew the want to was there. And for me, the biggest thing with Robbie is how are you going to last, you know, 10, 15 years if that's what you want to do.
They were both pretty impressed with one another. And Anderson thought he could be a complete receiver, even though he wasn't being used as such that first year with the Jets.
Well, so Robbie Anderson clearly had the talent during his time with the Jets. Why didn't he break out while he was playing for New York?
I think there was a maturity factor. Football has always been important to him, but he, in our interview, he alluded to the fact that he wanted to surround himself with people that he trusted, people who were not fake, and he really believed to have his best interest at heart.
You know, a lot of people act like they care about you, but people that don't tell you the truth don't really care about you. They just care to, like, tell you what you want to hear and things like that.
It sounded to me like he was not always around those types of friends. And part of the problem was, during his 4 years with the Jets had four different offensive coordinators. He also played with three different quarterbacks with the Jets. That is tough on any player to try to develop under those circumstances. And I just think at some point it became easier for those coaches to just slot him into the, as I said, the kind of deep threat mode and not try to develop him as a complete receiver. And frankly, some of it should fall on Anderson, too. I think he was a little raw coming in as an undrafted guy out of Temple. And so he had to develop, too, but some tough circumstances in New York.
Was there a moment where it was clear that things were going to be different for Robbie Anderson in Carolina?
Right off the bat, even at training camp, and I know it was a weird training camp, there were no preseason games, but there seemed to be a real rapport between Teddy Bridgewater, the new quarterback, who he has a relationship with from South Florida. And during quarantine, even though they probably weren't supposed to be doing this, they would get together at various athletic fields down in the Miami area and throw to each other. What Bridgewater had said to us recently was that he made sure to put Robbie Anderson, line him up in different spots on the field, not just have him out wide where he played with the Jets. He brought him into the slot, and that was a big deal early on.
The Lead is brought to you by FanDuel. Every week this football season, I've been playing against friends on FanDuel, and this season there's a brand new way to play fantasy football on FanDuel. Introducing Best Ball Contests, the simplest way to play season-long fantasy. In a best ball contest, there's no lineups to set, no waivers to claim, and no trades to make. Simply draft 20 players through your traditional snake draft format. Then every week, you'll automatically get points for your top 9 performers at set positions. At the end of the season, the teams with the top scores take home the cash. Best ball contests have a 12-player max, so don't worry if you're not a seasoned fantasy pro. And if you want to try your hand at best ball but missed out on the start of the season, FanDuel is now offering partial season best ball contests. Enter a best ball league by October 5th to play from weeks 9 through 16. You can enter a free contest or play for as little as $1. If you're new to FanDuel, you can even get a 20% bonus on your first deposit, up to $500, when you sign up with our code LEAD. So download the FanDuel Fantasy app today and be sure to use promo code LEAD. Every 26 seconds, there's a break-in in this country. But with SimpliSafe Home Security, you can protect your entire home around the clock. It is serious, lasting protection, and it only takes a simple 30-minute setup. You'll even get a free security camera when you protect your home today. More on that in just a second. SimpliSafe is an award-winning arsenal of sensors and security cameras that blankets every inch of your home. And you can set up SimpliSafe yourself in just a few minutes without any tools or wiring. No technician or salesperson has to step foot in your home. Plus, there's no contract, no installation costs. And it's why U.S. News & World Report named SimpliSafe Best Overall Home Security of 2020. Kat here at Wondery says, I sometimes forget I even have a system set up. That's how seamlessly it has integrated with my home. Right now, visit simplisafe.com/lead and get a free security camera plus a 60-day risk-free trial with any new system order. There is nothing to lose. Go today to simplisafe.com/lead. That's simplisafe.com/lead.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
So, Joe, Robbie Anderson has been one of the most productive receivers in the league this season. And you mentioned the connection he has with quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. But what role do you think the coaching staff has had in Anderson's breakout this year?
I think he felt a lot of confidence with Matt Rhule, reuniting with his college coach from Temple.
No, I think credit to, like, you know, my play callers and my coaches, and they see what I'm good at, you know, just putting me in position to do what I'm good at.
And also Joe Brady, he's a piece of this too. Joe Brady, of course, was a very low-level assistant with the Saints under Sean Payton, goes to LSU for one season as the passing game coordinator. And of course, that one season coincided with Joe Burrow winning the Heisman Trophy and LSU winning the national championship. So Joe Brady gets hired here to run Matt Rhule's offense. He did not have a relationship with Robbie Anderson. And when they're evaluating free agents, free agent wide receivers specifically, Matt Rhule said he vouched for Anderson to Joe Brady. And so it took that support of Rhule, but it also took the vision of Joe Brady.
You see a player of Robbie's caliber, how fast he is. So you know that obviously if you just get the ball in his hands, you know, great things happen. But when you watch Robbie run routes and you watch him go up for the football, you realize how great a ball skills he has. You know, a shallow cross is no different than running a go route. You're just going horizontally.
Brandon Marshall is retired now. What is his relationship like with Robbie Anderson these days?
Very much like a mentor. To this day, Robbie Anderson gets a phone call, at least one a week, with Brandon Marshall critiquing how he played Sunday. And it's honest. It's an honest appraisal. It is not like, hey, man, you were awesome. If Brandon Marshall saw things in that game he didn't like, he tells Anderson that.
And the thing that I love about him is that he's humble. He has all of that swagger, and he still calls me and says, big bro, what are you seeing? What can I do? And that's special, because a lot of guys, you'll be surprised, they get to this point and they think they made it. They think that they know it all. And I can call Robbie right now and I can say, what the hell are you doing?
And it's not, by the way, just on the field. He told him this year, he was seeing Anderson post a bunch of pictures on Instagram. He said, you're too worried about your wardrobe.
yeah, every day it was like a damn new outfit. And I said, man, routine.
You're in the midst of training camp with a new team. Forget the wardrobe. Concentrate on football.
Looking at the whole picture here, do you think Robbie Anderson's success is sustainable? Is he going to revert back to just being the deep threat? What do you think is the long term for Robbie Anderson?
It's a great question, and it feels like it's sustainable, but I am curious to see, now that kind of the secret is out, if you will, we saw it a little bit with Chicago last week. He kind of got off to a slow start.
Pass deflected and then picked off. Pass was intended for Robbie Anderson, Jalen Johnson defending.
And I think it was because Chicago had seen 5 weeks worth of tape, and they said, we're going to roll our coverage and put some extra people on Robbie Anderson's side, and we'll let somebody else beat us. And you're thinking, maybe this is going to be the game, and Robbie Anderson has like 2 catches for 11 yards. Well, lo and behold, he ends up catching 2 deep passes, one on a terrific catch where he laid out for the football.
As Bridgewater fires downfield, and a diving catch is made by Robbie Anderson in Bears territory. 38 yards, biggest play of the day on either side. And
I am curious to see how defenses and defensive coordinators start attacking Robbie Anderson. Is it a deal where they say, if we hit this guy over the middle enough times legally, is he going to want to stop coming over the middle and getting drilled? I think that's a fair question, because he just hasn't done it over the course of a 16-game season. But certainly through 6 games, it feels like this is kind of a sea change in his career and how he's being used.
Well, and finally, Joe, the Panthers are 3-3 heading into a big matchup this weekend against the Saints, Teddy's old team. Does this team have the weapons to stay competitive in the NFC South?
I think they're going to be competitive. I don't know that they're necessarily going to be in the playoff hunt, but with the expanded playoffs this year with COVID and an extra team in each conference getting in, they might. A lot of teams might kind of hang around. Getting Christian McCaffrey back is going to help, and that's going to be another week or two. But the questions and the concerns for the Panthers, I think, are on the defensive side of the football. I'm just not sure how they're going to hold up when they have to face Drew Brees 2 more times. They go to Green Bay and have to face Aaron Rodgers. They go to Kansas City and have to face Patrick Mahomes. Some tough tests ahead. I think if they hang around 500 in Matt Rhule's first season as the head coach, it will have been a success.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
You can read Joe Person's story about Robbie Anderson and follow his coverage of the Carolina Panthers at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you tomorrow.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.